Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. We'll get back to our guest in just a moment on Convergence Healing. But right now, we're going to talk with Beth McDonald of BethMcDonaldConsulting.com, on Facebook at Beth McDonald Consulting, at LinkedIn, as well as on the phone at 963-0842, locally 805-963-0842. We've had an interesting couple of 3 weeks here on the program in regards to forgiveness, in regards to peacemaking, in regards to some of the high holy days, the Jewish high holy days. And I think that maybe we go back and just take a quick look at where we've been and what that sets us up for as we get ready to wrap up October, heading into, the time where the veil is the thinnest, if you will.
Absolutely, Richard. That's so smart. And I spend a lot of time doing that these days, this time of year, with clients when they come in, because the intensity of things and the depth that these spiritual and religious and astrological phenomenon and holidays, the depth with which they require us to live can be a little daunting. You know, this time of year, we are always asked to swim in deeper waters. We're asked to be a lot braver. We're asked to be a lot more humble. We're asked to take more personal responsibility for ourselves and our lives and our fate and our communities, our relationships, the quality of our relationships. And it's just a lot at once. And so, for a minute, I'd just like to recap for our listeners all that you've been through in the last couple of weeks. We had the fall equinox on September 22nd, followed the next day by the new moon and Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year. That was a good start. And then you had about a minute to breathe, actually about a week. And then you had the Yom Kippur, and Mercury went retrograde on the 4th of October. And so, Mercury went retrograde in Scorpio, which is the sign of depth, the sign of transformation. And so a lot of energy is compelling us to address things that might have been swept under the rug, or that we might not feel quite ready for. You know, some of these things can sometimes feel like an ambush. And then we have the full moon and the total lunar eclipse, which was on Wednesday, October 8th. And again, eclipses always reveal. And a lot of times, you know, people who are the most impacted by the eclipses are the ones who have the eclipses occur directly conjunct or touching something in their natal chart. And so I always get a lot of people showing up after an eclipse saying, you know, did you get the number of that truck? You know, what just hit me? Tell me what just happened and what to do about it. And so, you know, now we are looking at the next series of the next eclipse happens also on lunar Samhain. Mm-hmm. I always want to say Samhain because of all the old movies and the band and whatnot, but it's Thursday. Sorry, pop culture, man, really gets in your head. The Thursday the 23rd is a really big day. I would advise people to underschedule. I would advise people to engage in less material, more spiritual pursuits if you can, even if it's just to go watch the sunset and say a prayer and give thanks for all that's good and right and working in your life, and ask for guidance and direction and protection in dealing with your challenges. That's all on Thursday the 23rd. The sun moves into Scorpio. It's the lunar Samhain, and there is a partial solar eclipse. Now, the eclipse may be visible here. They're saying visible from the North Pacific and North America. We might not be you know, north is a relative term when you're looking at the whole coastline of, you know, North, South, and Central America.
So. Yeah. That's a long coastline, too, by
the
way.
A long coastline, kind of a bit, you know. So it's very much a time to slow down and spend time in more spiritual and relational and creative pursuits. And don't, like you said last week, it's not about changing the world out there, you know, as much as it's like that proverbial let it begin with me.
Right.
Let it begin with me.
Right.
And my immediate family and my immediate neighbors and community and then my extended family.
Exactly.
I can't tell you how many clients I have who are the children of people who are out there trying to change the world, you know, capital W,
yeah,
where, you know, things aren't getting attended to. They're at home.
Exactly.
And so it's really important to tend to your own.
Exactly. Speaking of attending, we are going to attend to the clock and wrap things up here. BethMcDonaldConsulting.com, on Facebook at Beth McDonald Consulting, 963-0842. Beth, we'll talk to you next week.
Awesome. Thank you, Richard.